This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hi, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you as always to our sponsors, Deep South Speedway, actually filming a movie out there. We'll talk with Casey Hines here in a little bit. Sunny South Raceway hosting the Bandoleros Nationals this year, August 31st through September 1st. And the racing tonight, Joe McCarter will be on to find out more. Dustin Long going to be standing by as well. We'll talk with him from USA Today. And how about old Kurt Busch? Well, I'm sure he's got some stories about that. And one of the best sponsors, obviously, in track that we love quite a bit, Mobile International Speedway, racing not this weekend, but next weekend. Rick Crawford's been busy with his truck at Texas. So Rick's with us. Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Kane. How are you?
Full throttle, as you always say. And I know you're busy with the truck this weekend. I want to say good to see you out there again. Let me ask you one thing. Are you ready to come back to Mobile? I know you've been spending so much time on your trucks, and are you ready to come play back home?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait the next weekend, Mobile National Speedway, with the Prolate models. Last Prolate model show got rained out, and we was having heats and featured events, and I think we're going to add another event in there on top of them. So, we'll be in good shape and fastest fun around.
Well, and that's the thing. The Prolate models, you're doing something a little bit different than what we've done in the past. You know, in the past couple of years, we've had those 100 lappers. But you've got to change it up going back again to heat races and features. And what are your Prolate model drivers saying about that? Do they like the change?
Well, I think so, especially the ones with a little less experience, let me put it that way, or new to the Pro Late Model division or trying to get to the Super Late Model division. I mean, every time you show up and race, if they had a 100-lap race, I mean, a lot of guys are not ready for that. Right. I mean, their equipment's not ready for that, and themselves are not ready for that. So I think if you go to heat races, it lets them get some more experience about getting ready to race, maybe tweak on their car a little bit, get it ready for a 40-lap feature, and then we have a 40-lap feature event. And I think that, you know, if their car's bad, they still have a good finish in a 40-lap race. If it's bad for a 100-lap race, they have a terrible finish.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to do is build a little boost here and give the guys some experience at shorter races and let them have a better time. And being we're running the heat race, it might give them a chance to win a race or two. And that always helps morale to a race team to win a race, no matter what, if it's a heat or a feature.
Well, you know, and I think what's great about it seems like the Prolate models now, when you do not the 100 lappers, which they are great, but they're a little bit more racier because, like you said, they don't have as many laps. Look at young Bryce Dulabon, who's made it from the Bombers to the Sportsman, and now he's second in place behind Josh Braggs. Ricky Brooks is there, Elliott Massey, John Thompson, all the names of the Prolate models, but you notice some of the bigger names that have been running there, not there, and they're actually running more Supers this year. And again, the Super Late models will be back soon, obviously, around the corner. I believe it's June 23rd, right?
But I think they'll be back. Yeah, it's the week after this weekend.
Yeah.
So we got the 16th, we got the Pro Late Models, and the 23rd, we got the Super Late Models coming right back at you with, you know, Augie Grill, Bubba Pollard, and those guys, and you know, with the doubleheader with Five Flag Speedway. So anyway, but getting back to Bryce Dulabon, Mr. Excitement. I don't guess we could put Mr. involved in there because he's still a kid. But at the same time, this young man is very exciting to watch, and he's getting the job done. Him and his uncle down there has prepared a really nice car, and he's going to be in a Super Late Model for too much longer.
It's been fun to watch him grow up at Sunny South Raceway and make the change to where he's at now. And then you talk about just going through all the classes, the sportsmen that are running, you got a Pensacola boy on top there, Brandon Fowler, or I should say Molino, Florida, but a guy runs at Five Flags, past champion, and when he's there, he's usually pretty quick.
Always brings a class act from Florida over to Mobile, and I go by and talk to him sometime, and I really appreciate him coming to Mobile. It makes our division step up to the plate just a little bit, and he reminds me of a Bubba Pollard. He sits back here and he watches them guys fight because that's a really strong class of sportsman division, some of the most exciting racing on the racetrack, and he sits back there and watches, and here it comes to the end. All of a sudden, you see the big double O. So they watch him in the mirror, and all of a sudden, he's out front.
Well, you've also got to mention, besides those, you've got the Open Wheel Modifieds, great class, Donald Crocker again in that black and orange number 5. Found victory lane, very humble when he's there, and he's getting help with some other folks. Obviously, Josh Bragg's race team, he's been doing a little bit of help with them, so they're helping him with the Modified, and it seems to be a good marriage, Rick.
He's Mr. smooth. He's got it going on in his modified. He's got his handling good. He's got it running good. And it's up to the rest of the field to beat him. I look for Donnie Hamrick to give him a run for his money. He always does. And something here lately, you know, Donnie won two or three races in a row, and then all of a sudden having a hard time. So had that little wreck on the first lap of the race a couple, 3 weeks ago. And then he comes back, and he's having a hard time running with Donald, but it won't take him long. The D&D brothers are down there be battling it out, let me tell you.
And one of your favorite classes and mine, too, the Bombers. Again, no surprise, Day Motorsports on top, Brandon Tipton, Jamie Corey, and then got the first Hurricane Motorsports guy, Rusty Powell Sr. All three of those guys have been running smooth, and a slight change. Rusty Powell Jr. no longer with the team. He decided to leave the team this past week for family reasons, spend more time with the family. Totally understand that. So a little bit earlier than what we were going to do. I guess you get all these great nicknames, Mr. Smooth. I guess Mr. Crash is back in the number five. I'm coming back to Race Bombers.
I heard a rumor about that the other day, that you might be leaving the booth come the Bomber race and then maybe return or do pit road reporting for us or something like that. And it's always, I call you Mr. Versatile. You've done the 100-yard dash down the front straightaway. You've hit walls. You've done everything. You've been on the microphone. You've done Mr. Microphone. My goodness, what Mr. Versatile is out there running, and glad to have you back behind the wheel. And I tell you, you know, once a guy that decides, hey, I want to race, and he gets behind the wheel, it's like you got to pry that steering wheel out of his hand. And, you know, you dropped it here for a little while. You had that bad accident toward the end of the season last year. And, you know, I know it's been itching, and that's the best way to recover from a situation like that. Get back in the car. It's just like a bull rider. He gets bowed off. What you going to do? Say, I don't want to do that anymore. No, he gets back on another bull. I think people are crazy, but you can't get that steering wheel out of my hand either.
Yeah, and that's true, because you're showing proof now. And I appreciate that, because I definitely will definitely work with the track again, continuing some way, doing some announcing there. And I love you for allowing me to do both my passions, and that means the world to me. So you just don't know. And the fans are going to be excited about it, too. Let me ask you, truck races after Texas now, what's the next for you guys?
I don't know. It's going on how well we do. So I'm not sure, and we'll just see. And if we got something going on, who knows? We're probably looking at six or eight races toward the end of the season this year. You know, SuperSealRacing.com. Look it up, SuperSeal.com. On your website, win a free trip to Las Vegas, see the truck race out there, be part of my pit crew, have a weekend paid in Las Vegas. I don't know how that's going to work. I use a little gambling money when I go out there
very little.
But at the same time, that'd be a great weekend getaway for a nice couple to go out there. So SuperSealRacing.com, and let them know you heard about us on the radio show. And I know Ted Hubert out there in Vancouver, Canada, will be excited to bring somebody out there. So SuperSeal's on the side of my truck, and great company, and got some nice trucks going back. So We got a lot happening toward the end of the season.
Well, and I'll let you go here in just a minute. Just like you said, a lot going on July 14th, the coming back to Tampa Bay Area Racing Association Wing Sprint Cars. That's a huge show. And I know kids just getting out of school, but the back-to-school demolition derby, I've heard lots of people talking about this. Seems like you're going to have even more cars than what we had. I think we had, 25, 26 last time?
I think we set a record last time at 26 cars. I think there's even going to be more money involved.
Wow.
And I think that's going to be a really big show. But you're talking about the wing sprints. I'm going to act like Ric Flair. Woo! I mean, we're going to come back. And them wing sprint cars are amazing to me. I'm a race car driver. I run 190, 200 miles an hour at Daytona, Talladega, Charlotte, Texas, those places that allow that kind of speed. Them guys are hauling ass when they come to Mobile. And I hate to say that, because I know we've got young listeners listening to the radio, but
it's true.
I'm telling you, folks, it's scary fast.
Yeah,
these guys put on a great show. I think last time we had sprint cars at the racetrack, Todd Fayard down there in Socia, Mississippi. If you said it was Saucier, but that's French. But
that's
called Socia, Mississippi, and set a new all-time track record at Mobile Nashville Speedway, 1391. And I didn't think he was going to make it, but he did. But that's part of putting on a show, is not knowing. And these guys put on a heck of a show.
Well, I tell you what, you can find you guys on Facebook. Not hard to find at MobileSpeedway.net. It's next weekend back to the racetrack for 2 weeks in a row. And, Rick, we appreciate you as always, and you have a blessed day, my friend, and we'll see you back on the track behind the mic or behind the wheel, or as long as it's not in the ambulance, I'm good with that.
Well, I'm full throttle with Kane, so now it's your turn. You get full throttle, buddy. I'll see you.
Well, it's true. Thank you to Rick Cropper again for coming. coming back on June 16th. Again, Mobile International Speedway next weekend. And, yes, I make the return back to racing in the number 5 bomber for Hurricane Motorsports. So we're looking forward to that, but also looking forward to racing tonight. Sunny South Raceway back at it. And they're going to have all the divisions. We're going to find out about it now with Joe McCarl. Joe, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Kane. Morning. Thanks for having us on, man.
Oh, absolutely. Again, now you've got the points are updated. You've got some great racing that's happened. You've had a week off. Time to get back at it. What do we expect tonight?
Well, we've got all the divisions running, including the Mighty Mites. Oh, we got the Pro Legends, Pro Challenge, Bandolero, Stinger, and the fabulous Mighty Mites.
Now, the Mighty Mites are, again, and we've talked about this class, it keeps growing, and you can't find them anywhere on eBay, Craigslist, or even Racer's Junk. These are the ones, these are caged, look like sprint cars, but they're mini carts. Tell everybody what this class is, because the kids are loving it, and it seems to be going really well.
Okay, basically what we have done is taken a junior champ car, and you have to be careful, because there are some junior champ senior cars out there.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a 5-point roll cage, yep, a palm motor from Harbor. I'm thinking like a 99-95 clone motor that we take down to the bayou.
Yeah.
And Randy goes through it, sets the RPM, and seals it so nobody can tamper with it. We got one set of spec tires, and the requirements are racing the car is full racing attire because of their age,
yep,
the racing suit, the helmet, the shoes, the gloves, no prior racing experience. It's
well, and the thing four, is these kids are loving it, aren't they? I mean, because this is they are race car drivers, and this is the first chance that parents get to see what they can do. This is a great opportunity to learn the flags, and we talked about this last couple shows that, you know, the kids are starting to, you know, understand it, put their hand up when they're coming off, and wave to that competitor behind there, and these aren't going 80 miles an hour around the track, Joe.
No, sir, and I have to be perfectly honest here and tell you, from a spectator's point of view, it's a little bit boring.
Yeah.
You can't hear the noise of the engine. They do go slow, but you got to remember what we're trying to do.
Yep.
You got to remember what we're trying to do. We don't want to throw them to the wolves, so to speak. We got them all gunned down, mm-hmm, and they go around the track. And like I say, to watch is boring. But you know what? When you see the smile on the kid's face as you pull that helmet off, when he's high-fiving everybody, and when we introduce him as a race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's worth every minute of it.
You're planting a seed, aren't you?
Planting the seed. Yes, sir.
And you can watch it grow there. I tell you what, you've got all of these divisions. And, you know, as a fan, as someone who might not know, you guys are in Grand Bay, Alabama. You are an undiscovered jewel along racetracks along the Gulf Coast. As someone flipping through the dial, maybe catching this, why do I need to take the family, not just myself and maybe the wife, but why do I bring the whole family out to Sunny South, Joe?
You bring the family out to Sunny South because that's what it is. The kids run wild with the kids.
Yep.
You know, I'm not preaching on the alcohol, but we do not have that problem, and I shouldn't say problem.
Right.
We do not have that. We have a grid that the stop-and-go man will not let the car come out of the grid until it's clear children.
Yeah.
I personally have got 3 grandchildren that grew up at Sunny South.
Yeah.
And Brad West. Brad West has got 2 girls. One of them can barely walk that's going to grow up at Sunny South. And there's other people there. And it's an atmosphere that we all get along. Yeah. We work hard together. And it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's a great class, a great class of cars that you guys got out there. You know, you've had some big races with the Stingers. Those car counts, are they decent? Because they're starting to see more around some of the other area tracks on the dirt at Deep South and a few other ones. What's your Stingers like? Now, these are those front-wheel drive cars, and it's really another starting place for some maybe older drivers that can't fit in a Bandolero or maybe get into this the new kart class that you've added.
Yes, sir. We're averaging 7 Stingers.
Wow.
And we've got Daniel the Big Tire Man and his – check this out. We got Daniel the Tire Man in 22. We got his father-in-law in the 55, and we got his brother-in-law in the 2. And end of this month, our warehouseman here at GCR – is bringing his car out.
Oh, that's awesome. So, the car class is growing. That's where I got started.
Yes, sir.
And it's a great way to learn how to drive, especially on your track. Explain the history of your track for just a moment. It used to be dirt. Now it's asphalt. The size and the way it's banked is incredible. And it also got you another major thing coming up in August. So explain that.
All right. Well, it used to be known as JJ's go-kart track or dirt track.
Yeah.
And a couple of our race car drivers went together and bought them out and in turn made it a quarter-mile track, 18-degree banking in the turn, 6-degree front and rear on the straightaways, paved the entire pit area.
Oh, yeah.
We got the only track I believe that's got that.
Yeah, I guarantee you do.
Right, and got the aluminum bleachers where you can sit down on top row, bottom row, and see the entire track. It's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it like I say, the cars enter on your right, exit on your right. Everything is right there in front of you. And yes, we've got a big thing going on August. Last day of August is the Bandolero Nationals. And we are shooting for 60 cars in two different classes. Big time race for us.
Well, and you're going to have probably more people traveling today to come and race because you're getting some of these people. Last time, a couple of drivers from Oklahoma come and cleaned up, and there's a good chance they might be back out to try to test their luck at Sunny South. And again, if we want to get there off the interstate, how do we find you?
Off the interstate, exit 4, exit to your left, go over the interstate, go down. Downtown Grand Bay, make a left on Highway 90.
At the one light, the one traffic light they have.
Right. Go left 3 miles, which is east, and we're on your left.
Well,
or you can get off at exit 10, go over to Highway 90, right on the big turn, and we're 6 miles east down Highway 90 on your right.
Now, again, real quick, what time do the gates open? Because you have a little bit of practice beforehand.
Yes, sir. We open the gates at 4, and what we try to do, and what we do is give the racer 2 hours of practice for the same amount of money, and we go racing at 8.
That's perfect, and I know you have great crowds out there. If you've never been there, check them out. They're on Facebook, Sunny South Raceway, or obviously sunnysouthraceway.org. Joe, we look forward to having you back on, and I expect a great report of all the great racing that you're going to have tonight at Sunny South. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway. Also, Joe McArdle there with Sunny South Raceway. Also, Dustin Long standing by with USA Today and SI.com. We've got Kurt Busch to talk about. We've got a brand new racing service at Pocono and next weekend in Michigan. And I even heard that Dustin's writing a children's book based on the history of the Daytona 500. So we'll see how all that wraps up. And I'm excited, getting back ready to do it in the dirt topless tonight. What? What are you talking about? Trust me, Casey's got it covered at Deep South Speedway. Good morning, man. Happy race day, brother.
Good morning. We are going topless at Deep South Speedway tonight.
Well, I'm not coming because I don't want to see you without a shirt. No.
I might not be a pretty sight.
No, yeah, explain what that is. We were talking off the air, and it's been on the radio all week long. The open wheel modifieds are going topless. How, A, do you do that? And B, what is that?
It's the Mississippi Challenge Series. They're a touring series, and what they do, they're open wheel modifieds, but they actually have no roofs, no tops on them, so you actually get to see exactly what the driver's doing and watching them actually drive them. You know, modifieds, you know, hard to see in there and see the driver, but it opens it up and you're looking straight at the driver. It's interesting. It's definitely different, and I like, and the spectators really like watching that.
Listen, I have been in Nathan Ingersoll's open wheel modified 120, 115 miles an hour, whatever fast it goes down there, shaking so fast that you're blurry. Take that sharp left, and man, you jump tires on somebody, you're going to roll that thing. Do they have any kind of roll cage protection? How does that thing work? I mean, what's it look like?
Yeah, they still have the roll cage.
Good.
You know, a lot when they have the roofs on, you can't hardly see
right.
The roll cage in there, but all it is you know, when they take the tops off, it's the roll cage and them, you know, just out in the open.
That is going to be cool to see. And, you know, you've been busy because all this week you guys have been filming the new racing movie, L.A. Dirt, locally on Channel 5. And if you go to WKRG.com, you guys had a great news story about it. Introduced all the stars and some of the businesses even locally that have been backing the movie. Can you give us some updates? And I've had a lot of people, especially on Facebook. You go to Full Throttle Racing with Kane or even look up Deep South Speedway. A lot of people have been asking, well, how can I be extras? Because you need them, don't you?
Yeah, we need extras, and what we'll be doing Saturday night also is anybody that wants to be an extra in it, be out here Saturday night, and we'll be giving away, mostly giving you a pass that's an extra pass, mm-hmm. and of the date when we'll actually need you, and you'll need that to come be an extra in it.
Well, and so far the filming, I've seen some of the video of it. It looks pretty cool. Can you get into what the story's about?
It's mostly it's following a young kid that in and out of trouble, mm-hmm. and just come that time in his life there to where he's got to decide that, you know, he's always wanted to be a race car driver, mm-hmm. and decide whether what road he wants to go down in life of keep getting in trouble or, you know, try to do this racing thing, stay out of trouble, and make something out of itself.
Well, I tell you what, talk about awesome country superstar legend Tracy Lawrence is in the film. He'll be at the track filming as well, won't he?
Correct, yes, he will. He actually is. I was on the phone with him today. He's going to try to fly in early Saturday, if possible. For sure, he'll be here Sunday through all next week and a little longer, but he's going to try to get here a little early to come out and meet some of the spectators and all that. So, you know, he's just trying to get some of his schedule stuff rearranged where he can be here.
Well, I tell you what, it's exciting to see all the stuff that's going on and national, international exposure to the track, and well worth it. Casey, you took yourself out of the driver's seat out of one of the Cajun Wing sprint cars a couple years ago. When you got involved with the track the first time, there has been just a terrible rotation of owners that just haven't quite got it down yet for whatever reasons. And since you've taken over, you've seen increased car counts, you've seen more coverage, and you've seen more fans in the stands. And it's great because you've got a racer running a track the way a racer would want it to be run. And so far, I think it's working great, don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely helping me. That was a hard decision there this past winter to just park my car I was driving and just focus on this track. And it's really turned out to be the right decision. Yeah, it does kill me watching the sprint cars when they're out here and just sitting there. But if all goes right, it looks like I'm going to climb back in it on July 7th when the sprint cars return.
That's funny because I made an announcement earlier on the show. Next weekend, I'm back in the race car for Hurricane Motorsports, bringing back the number 5 bomber for the rest of the season at Mobile. So it's a terrible addiction, kids. Stay away from racing, right? I mean, it's just like Kelly Clarkson's song, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, at least you hope, because, boy, I bounced off that wall so hard and broke my body. No one thought I'd get back in the car, and I'm excited about it, and you got to be the same thing. You've taken a couple tumbles, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I've taken quite a few.
But that's not why we do it. Let me ask you, some of the sponsors have been helping you at Deep South Speedway. Who are they and what are they doing?
The Shrimp Basket has really been it's a new sponsor at the track. They've really stepped up to be a part of this, and then they're hearing just the buzz and thing around town. And, you know, they're a Gulf Coast business, and they see that they can help their business by also helping us. And then, you know, we've got Terry Thompson, of course. They was on board last year and then again this year, and they've been great. You know, just a lot of stuff that, you know, each week we're getting somebody new that, you know, is calling and wanting to be a part of what's going on out here.
Well, and that's what it takes to make a successful track. It's a huge track. Talking with the drivers, and I've been on it before, smooth. You get that dark groove by the end of the night, and everybody seems to be having lots of fun. Was lucky enough to sneak out there last weekend, not announcing, and just actually sit in the beer section. Imagine that. But that's a cool thing you do. You don't sell beer there. For $5, you can bring your own beer in a cooler.
Yes, yeah, I don't sell beer at this time, you know, just trying to get things going one step at a time. And then, you know, there's a lot involved with selling beer, and that's one thing right now that, you know, just not having to deal with the state and all their rules and regulations right now.
Alcohol. Yeah, you've got us all locked up in a little cage over there into turn 4, so it works out perfect.
So that was a deal to, you know, I'm giving up a lot of profit potentially to be made on that, but right now it's, you know, just focuses not so much the profit side as just focusing on getting this track going. So that was one of my deals is just, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to have a cold beer and watch racing. It kind of go hand in hand, like, for $5, letting them bring their own beer, and
definitely
and
worth
really
it.
Liking that.
Well, I tell you what, you've got so much going on. Great racing. You are the only track really around here that's racing every Saturday night, and you're bringing in the car count. You got them from three different states, from Mississippi, Alabama, as well as Florida covered. So we appreciate everything you're doing. We love being part of the show out there at Deep South Speedway. It's home of the High Banks in Loxley, I-10, Loxley exit. You go, 4 miles north, and it's right on the left. So many signs and banners up, you can't miss it. Right, Casey?
Right, you can't miss it. Just 4 miles north of exit 44 in Loxley.
All right, that'll do it with Casey. We appreciate you coming on board, brother, and we'll definitely talk to you next weekend and get all the details on what's happening, okay?
I will do. You have a good one there, Kane.
Welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Yes, later today, back on our website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. Hurricane Motorsports is a big part of it. We appreciate Jim Board and everyone all around the country that supports them. Again, we race for volunteer firemen, also the EMTs that are not just the racetrack, but help us with traffic accidents and every day. And we appreciate everyone that supports us there. So NASCAR, it's been a busy week. Let's see, we're going to Pocono. It's brand new. They've got a brand new surface on there. Dustin Long with SI.com, USA Today, and I heard a rumor, maybe even writing a children's book. He's with us. Dustin, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Whoa. Now, first of all, great, but children's book, I know you wrote a book with the Petties, and what was the name of it again?
That was the Petty Family Album, a tribute to Adam Petty a few years back, so... Yeah, now I'm working, finishing up a children's book on the history of the Daytona 500, kind of mainly targeted toward about 10-year-olds or so.
Wow.
It's kind of the thing, and they're kind of, you're not probably going to see it in too many bookstores. Mm-hmm. It'll be available on Amazon.com, but I think they're really trying to get the book in libraries and things like that, in school libraries and stuff like that.
Well, that's got to make you feel great to be able to accomplish something like that. You've already done so much already.
Well, it keeps me busy and keeps me out of trouble there, I think.
Yeah, the wives usually like that, don't they?
Yes.
Well, exactly. Let's talk about staying out of trouble. There's one guy that just obviously can't, Kurt Busch. My gosh. Where do you start with this? Obviously, here's the thing. You know Bob Pockrass. You went to IU with him. Now Busch is pretty much saying that Bob Pockrass instigated this whole thing. And for people who don't know, Kurt Busch is just not going to be at Pocono this weekend. Fill everybody in on the latest information.
Well, yeah, like you said, NASCAR suspended Kurt Busch until June 13th, so that prevents Kurt from competing in any NASCAR-sanctioned event. Until that period, so obviously not running it at Pocono this weekend, not on the track at all, can't run any other series. It stems back from, last week after the nationwide race at Dover, Kurt and Justin Allgaier had a conversation after the race. Kurt was asked about it on ESPN and the broadcast by Dr. Jerry Punch.
Uh-huh.
And, talked about how with pro brought up the I mentioned of probation and how he kind of hinted at how he thought it was kind of hurting him a little bit because he certainly is, remember he's on probation from his incidents at Darlington.
Yep.
And so after the interview, then there were some other reporters there. One of them was, as you mentioned, Bob Pockrass of Sporting News. Bob asked about, how much he felt that probation had limited what he could do in his battle for mm-hmm. position with Allgaier, and that's Kurt's comment was something to the effect, well, probation is what's refraining me from beating the bleep out of you at this point.
So there were a couple bleeps, actually.
Something like that. This is the fourth incident Kurt has had with the media member going back to last September at Richmond. There was on pit road, kind of a verbal altercation with the reporter from NASCAR.com, and then after the press conference at the Richmond race, during the press conference, asked about comments that he made. He denied that he made those comments, then showed him the transcript that from the manufacturer from Dodge that he'd said those. He took the sheet from an Associated Press reporter and ripped it up. Obviously, at Homestead last year, the incident with Dr. Jerry Punch as he was awaiting to be interviewed after falling out of the race early, in the early portions of the race, NASCAR fined him $50,000. for making an obscene
hand
gesture toward, which would end up being toward, President Obama's wife's motorcade as it was leaving the garage, and then also the conduct that was caught by a fan and posted on YouTube waiting on the interview with Dr. Jerry Punch.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. As a driver, I know James Finch says, hey, there's a lot of people that don't like Bush. I know they're going to talk about it, or if they've talked already. They have a handshake agreement for the end of the year. What does this do? And when does Kurt realize it? We talked earlier this month about the possibility of maybe him going to Joe Gibbs Racing. I think this would be another huge red flag. Jimmy Spencer said it best from Speed TV. It's about time this happened. He needs his ass kicked, is the quote, essentially, everyone else is saying. And, you know, how can he still have fans? And when you've got other drivers with so much more talent, how much more is this guy going to do until – you know, not just NASCAR, but the drivers and the owners are going to say, you know, screw you.
Well, in regards to Finch, and he said on an interview with SiriusXM the other day, is that the plan is to have and using Finch's words, a come-to-Jesus meeting with Kurt, and scheduled to have that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they'll talk about things, and basically he says that at this point Kurt's on a race-by-race basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there. You know, as for, Kurt's future, it's something I wrote in SI.com. You know, a lot of people are going to say this is the end, and I don't think it is. I mean, you know, I think I'd be surprised that Finch lets him go, because if Finch was going to let him go, he probably would have done so by now.
Yeah.
You know, I think they just need to have an understanding. I think, you know, Kurt needs to get through the night. You know, there's still 23 races left in the season. There's still a long time. There's still challenges he's going to face, but he's just got to work through those. If he gets through the next 23 races clean, you know, does it mean he gets a better ride next year? Maybe, maybe not. It may not be till 2 years down the road. But, you know, he still has his brother's team that he's doing some stuff with in the Nationwide Series. Obviously, Monster Energy, despite all the things that Kurt has had in his past and what happened last year, hey, they were all for having Kurt on the team last year. So I think there are sponsors out there that won't be afraid of Kurt.
Sure.
That being said, I think there are more sponsors that will be. I mean, this is a tough economic time, so there aren't as many sponsors out there. You know, I think these types of actions kind of narrow the field for potential sponsors for Kurt, so it makes it more challenging. But look, the guy's a champion. He's won at least one cup race 10 consecutive years. That's more than any active driver except for Tony Stewart and Jimmy Johnson. So the guy, you know, nobody questions his talent. If he can just, you know, kind of mend, you know, can kind of rein in some of the anger and can better control it, I think you will see him, you know, eventually be in some good rides down the road. I look back to some ways, you know, Tony Stewart went through some similar things, and he had an issue where he, you know, possibly nearly lost his job at Gibbs or with the Home Depot after, an incident in Indianapolis with a reporter that had followed a previous incident. And, you know, look at where he is now. Tony still has his battles with the media, and he's still gruff and outspoken at times.
You think?
But he doesn't take it typically to the extreme that Kurt has.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kurt wants to use that as a model, that may be a way to kind of avoid. You know, basically, Tony said he got sick and tired of saying and doing things. Then he had to deal with them, the repercussions on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays,
yep, yep,
and stuff like that. And that's what Kurt's having to deal with. If he can just kind of rein that in, and that's easier said than done for some people, no doubt, and this is going to be a process, you know, people love to give others second and third chances and so forth.
Yeah.
I think if Kurt can show improvements, I think he'll get those opportunities. It may not be next year. It could be next year. It may not be. It may be 2 years down the road. But this is not the end of Kurt Busch.
Yeah. One more question up to this weekend now. Obviously, he won't be there, but all the other drivers heading to Pocono and the brand-new surface, what's this going to do for the track? One of the tracks, one of the races I usually miss. Not really excited to watch Pocono.
Well, and remember also, Pocono's 100 miles shorter.
Yeah.
They've shortened the race, so it's a 400-mile or so. you know, instead of being a four-hour race, it'll probably be a little over a three-hour race, depending on, you know, the cautions and so forth. I think this is just an interesting period for the Cup Series because you have this, you know, they're at Pocono this weekend with the repave. Then they go to Michigan next week with the repave. Yeah. And you just saw some, you know, the speeds are just dramatically up at Michigan with that repave in the Goodyear tire test. I think I remember seeing what speeds were around, you know, at least on portions of the track, they were going some points at like 215 miles an hour. So, I mean, just flat flying. So, you know, I think what's going to be interesting, I think you look at these next 2 weeks together, some guys are going to hit it and some guys are going to be off. And it's, and I think it could be interesting because it could shuffle the point standings a bit because, hey, you know, if some people in the, up at the top of the points and they miss it one or both weekends, you know, they're probably going to fall. So, I think this is going to be an interesting next couple of weeks, and to see what happens. And it should be fun for fans because of the great mystery out there of, you know, what's going to happen because the drivers don't know yet.
Well, I tell you, we've been talking with Dustin Long. Always great to have you on the show. So informative, and I know you all the traveling that you've done with NASCAR and what you still continue to do from SI.com and USA Today, writing a children's book. You've written a book already on the Petties. Like I said, you've done so much for the sport, and you're such an icon when it comes to the media, I think. And we appreciate you taking time coming on the show. And you're doing more media next week. What's going on Monday?
Well, I'll be a co-host on Sirius XM's NASCAR channel number 90 for the morning drive show. So from 7 to 11 a.m. Eastern on the Sirius XM NASCAR channel, you'll be able to hear me with Pete Pistone. So we'll be talking NASCAR. I'll be filling in for Mike Bagley on Monday. So
I'm glad we could get you to practice with us.
There you go.
Dustin, we appreciate it very much. You have a blessed day. Stay safe at the track, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Dustin Long again with NASCAR, and just everything he does is amazing. Again, usatoday.com and si.com is where you'll find him. Thank you so much to everybody. Casey Hines, Deep South Speedway, coming on board. Again, obviously, racing tonight. We're going to talk to you every wheel modifier. Yeah, check that out. Until then, that new movie again with Tracy Lawrence. Thank you, Casey. Also, Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. Rick Crawford, we appreciate everything he does. And yes, it's true, back in the number 5. Can't wait to be back in Mobile International Speedway, Hurricane Motorsports. Love you all, and we'll see you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.